Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now, we have a special guest, first time on the program. We have the Secretary of the Interior for the United States of America, David Bernhardt. He is here, going to be visiting Fort Pickens just in about 2 hours from now. Secretary Bernhardt, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thanks for having me, Andrew. I really appreciate you giving us some time today.
Absolutely. Interior things, park-related things, land-related things, Gulf and ocean-related things. These are all things that are very near and dear to our hearts here in Florida. Before we get into any of the kind of stuff I wanted to ask you about, why are you here today? What is your mission in visiting Fort Pickens today?
Well, we're doing a couple of things today. We're going to be visiting with our staff, who's done a great job throughout the COVID experience, ensuring that there was public access. We'll be talking about a variety of issues. We'll also be examining deferred maintenance issues, because you may or may not be familiar that America has a tremendous maintenance backlog at the national parks. And today, the United States Senate is actually voting on a proposal put forth by the president that, for the first time ever, would really create a permanent funding stream to ensure that we are able to move forward with these maintenance efforts and projects, helping to restore our parks. And at the same time, that legislation will create a permanent stream for funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is a fund that is utilized to provide recreational access and activities, not only on federal lands, but even on the state side. And so that's a very big moment. And what we're doing is looking at some of the facilities here and to visit with them about potential improvements down the line. So we're very excited about that. We're excited about where the president has the Senate headed, and we're optimistic that we'll get that legislation through a bipartisan coalition through the House of Representatives very, very soon after today's strong vote, hopefully. So that is actually pretty big news for us.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And you know, it's one of those things where everybody wants the parks. Everybody loves the land. Everybody believes in the facilities that you oversee. And then, of course, it costs money. You know, nobody
that's exactly right.
Nobody loves to pay the admission fees, especially as they have been going up in recent years. And I know that's always a difficult balance to strike between how much should it come out of the general revenue and how much should it come from the particular people who use it. But that's a challenge. And you're right. I mean, the backlog, as you know, you mentioned, is tremendous across the entire scope of the parks that the Interior Department oversees. Is this your first time coming to Fort Pickens, or have you been here before? Because I know you're from Colorado.
It actually is my very first time. I've never been to Fort Pickens. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I will tell you, and I don't know how much you got briefed in advance, but one of the things that is of concern to us about Fort Pickens is that the road that goes out to it is very long. It goes across a stretch of beach that is vulnerable and prone to being overwashed with water whenever ever we get a significant storm. It just was recently. The long-term plan for that road is to allow it to fall into disrepair because we have the ferry system that goes out there. It is just too costly, has been the argument. A lot of us love that road, love the vehicle access that it provides, especially for camping, which is very heavily used at Fort Pickens. I know where the position of the Park Service is on this, but I just kind of want to take a second and advocate, if there is a way to preserve that road long term, we do not want to have to be dependent on the ferry only if you have the ability to do that.
Well, let me tell you this. I'll look at that issue and visit with them specifically about that this morning and get a sense from what the folks on the ground believe. But I will tell you as a general matter from the president on down, our goal is to preserve and expand public access, not be diminishing it. And so, we have these issues across the country.
Yeah.
And I'll give this a very hard look, because at the end of the day, the president fundamentally believes that our greatest opportunity for conservation is to get folks out utilizing and enjoying our public lands, because that leads to them loving our public lands. And the Park Service's job on one hand is preservation, but on the other hand, it is providing opportunities for the enjoyment of the American people. So we'll take a hard look at that, and we'll absolutely see. We have a number of challenges in our park roads, and this bill is specifically designed to give us the resources to deal with that. So I'll look at it and take a good look. But I want you to know, and I want your public to know, that access is critical to us, not only on our public, on our parklands, but also in our wildlife refuges. And we've just gone through a process to expand hunting and fishing opportunities on our refuges to align them with states. And when we're done this September, in the first 3 years of the Trump administration, the administration will have opened and expanded new or opening activities on fish and wildlife refuge lands on over 4.3 million acres,
wow,
which is a very significant side. So our entire premise is make these lands accessible to the extent we can, ensure that we preserve and protect them, and manage the species scientifically. But the public, these are their lands. And I grew up in a very modest background, and the access to public lands meant everything to me, and we want it to mean everything to every American.
Wow. I can't tell you how encouraging. I've already started to get texts in from people saying how encouraged they are to hear that from you. And I understand there may be limits and you may not be able to, but just that's the desire, and you're exactly right. Exposure is love, and love is use, and use is funding. I mean, all of that. I appreciate that. Secretary, obviously you are well aware that the discussion about offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico particularly is of great interest to us. It seems to be a confluence of desires. People who want to preserve the environment are opposed. People who want to preserve the military mission at Eglin are opposed. What can you tell us about the potential for keeping offshore drilling away from Florida shores?
Well, we go through a process every few years, and we have a process that we have to address by 2022, which is still a ways away. But I will tell you this. Throughout our process, and I've been at Interior a very long time, off and on, and I've spent a lot of time with the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which is what is the basis for our process. And I will tell you and everyone in Florida one very simple point. I cannot be pre-decisional, but I can tell you this point because it's historically completely accurate. Here's the thing that I know. I know that ever since I've been aware of the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, there's never been an instance where leasing has occurred in an area that a state objected to. And so I am very confident that the process we have requires collaboration with the state, requires an opportunity for folks like Senator Rubio and Scott to weigh in, and your members of Congress and the public, and that the views that come through that process for Florida, I think, are generally crystal clear. So I can't say what the end of the process would be. That'd be completely inappropriate. But what I can say is I am confident of that process. I've told that to the senators. And we are committed to listening and being respectful of those things. And so I my view is that the process has to be the process. Now, the reality is the process is paused. There's some litigation that relates to Alaska, not anything related to Florida. And so I've basically pause the program to see if we can get some better guidance there before we move forward. But by 2022, we will need to put in a program in place. But people should have confidence that their elected representatives are heard, their senators are heard, and that their own voices are heard. That is why we have these processes.
Well, I just got to tell you, Secretary, you and I had not talked before, but I'm very encouraged by both of your answers, and I just want to say welcome to Pensacola today. Enjoy Fort Pickens. I won't be able to meet you, but I wish I could. I've already gotten several texts and very encouraged about your answer on the possibility of preserving Fort Pickens Road. That would be fantastic. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your service in this role and previously as the solicitor for many years working to protect our national lands and parks. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.